In the 8 years he was governor of Wisconsin, Scott Walker was a lightning rod. He decimated unions, and he upended a progressive legacy that had been a century in the making.
But before any of that, the very first thing he did was kill a high-speed train that the federal government was going to pay for.
Derailed is a look back at the high-speed rail line between Madison and Milwaukee. How it came together, how it fell apart, and what it says about our state now.
All of these things that we have been looking to do as a community, all these things that my whole career I'd been working towards, you were that close. And then in one election, it just all went away.
It was a bad idea. It was, in fact, a boondoggle. It did not solve a problem. The price tag was excessive.
The high-speed rail project divided the people of Wisconsin.
We wonder if you support high-speed rail in Wisconsin. Where do you want to see it go? Will you ride the trains once they're here?
I am all for the rail. I think it'll bring more transportation and more jobs to the area of Madison.
We could build a nice pyramid in the middle of Johnson's Creek for $810 million, and yeah, that would create jobs in the short term. But what good is it going to do in the long run if nobody uses it?
So saying no to rail now would be the equivalent of Walker saying no to the internet 10 years ago.
I'm a train nut, but I'm against this.
The work on this line is going to start, has already started. I mean, there's no way to stop it, is there?
Actually, you brought
it. It's the story of three Wisconsin governors and how we've changed along the way.
I mean, I guess short of sitting down in front of the federal government and defying the federal government, I don't think it's realistic that this project would stop.
Now more than ever, we need a leader who's going to tell the federal government that we don't want an $810 million train that we don't need and can't afford.
I'm Sean Johnson.
And I'm Bridget Bowden. This is Derailed, coming Wednesday, October 9th from Wisconsin Public Radio.
Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.